We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against...
The fact that people
are cheering,
for that should scare you more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, that is absolutely bullshit right there. Now, listen.
Oh, here we go. I think we're... I can see it.
First of all, that pencil-necked fucking geek. That goddamn British royalty look-alike motherfucker. Who the hell is he to turn you into a helpless sheeple?
He's no one.
He is absolutely no one. Now, listen, I am not a fan of gun violence needlessly. Okay, but the gun violence has gotten bad. If you look at the removal of the father from the home, yep. And as that number has grown, so has gun violence.
Yep.
And
the more
you
take away, and the more you take away guns, the more you restrict their use, which, by the way, is derived exclusively from, you know, post-Emancipation Proclamation racists. That's exactly what that is from. Mm-hmm. It was designed to keep guns out of the hands of freed slaves. The more you restrict that use, the more the gun crime happens.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why.
And I'm going to be honest. I support gun ownership. I don't care what race you are. If you are an American citizen over the age of 18 and you want to have a firearm, you get investigated, you get approved, you buy it, you get trained up on it, you keep it in your home, or if you're in a shall issue state or a conservative carry, keep it in your car and carry it with you. Because you never know when somebody's going to go off the rails.
Yep.
And you're going to have to put a dude down. You never know when that's going to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, if it was just understood that this was a constitutional carry country, which it should be, because that's what well-regulated militia means. It doesn't mean a sanctioned militia only operating within the purview of a government. It's every able-bodied man of fighting age with a stocked gun that he knows how to use.
I'm going to be honest. If I ran the show...
Be much more polite.
If I ran the show, yes, dueling would be legal. When you reach the age of 18, you're going to do 2 years in the service or in the military.
Damn right.
While you're there, you're going to see the world. You're going to get paid. You're going to learn how to use guns.
Yeah.
Okay? And when you come back, you'll be allowed to vote.
Yes.
All right. If you don't go in the service, if you don't pay taxes, you're nothing but a drain on the system. You should not vote.
Yeah. If you do not contribute, if you do not pay taxes into the system, you don't own property, you have not put your life on the line for this country.
You shouldn't have a say.
You don't have skin in the game. So you should not have the right to point a gun to somebody else's head and say, "Fuck you, pay me."
Back in the day, for you to vote, you had to be available for bucket brigades, fire department work, be a deputized sheriff.
Yeah.
On a moment's notice, they could literally, the sheriff walked away. I need you, get your guns. We got to go after this dude. A lot of times, those guys got wounded and killed. And back in the day, before we had modern fire equipment, being on the bucket brigade was fatal.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you weren't willing to do that, you didn't vote. And we gave the right to vote to women, and they don't have to do any of that shit.